All right, I'm outside Fringe Central with Gary Roost. Gary is starring in a show about Francis Bacon. A couple of years ago, he was in a show about Jimmy Savile, long before all the revelations and the U-Tree stuff came out. Gary, do you suppose the U-Tree revelations would have helped ticket sales back then?
Oh, I think I might have been lynched. I have been lucky to get out of the theatre alive, probably. No, I mean, when I did that show, the audiences really enjoyed it, but there was a mixed reception with the view of him, you know, and which proved to be a true one eventually. But at the time, it was a fun show to do, but it was a tough run. But you know, I got some good reviews in the end, and it set me up as a solo performer, and it taught me, you know, about the structure, how to do it.
You didn't write that one, though, did you? You've been more involved with the Francis Bacon.
Yeah, no, I didn't write that one. It was written by Bernie C. Burns, but it was based on the concept of my ideas. It's an idea I had for quite a few years, and so it was great to put that into action. Directed by Gareth Armstrong, whom I've learnt my craft from, really, with solo shows. He's one of the leading solo show directors. And Francis Bacon is just an immensely interesting human being to research and to play.
I suppose it's a little... It's not a brilliantly legitimate question, but I always like to ask it. Do you like his stuff?
Francis Bacon? Yeah, I mean, I do like his work. When I first started researching him, I probably liked about 63% of it, 67. But the more I researched him, the more I understood, you know, his mindset, his philosophies, and the more I started to understand the paintings, and I actually probably like about 97% of them, yeah.
And one of the things that really struck me about How's About That Then is the fact that, you know, it's very rare to see biopic theatre that isn't editorialising, that isn't asking you to come out with a particular take or a particular viewpoint. I mean, I think it's a really hard thing to do, because it's as much about creating a performance that's dynamic and engaging, but one that is also, and it's a horrible word to use, but it is the right word, neutral, and actually allows you to approach the character...
Yeah.
On a fairly level playing field.
Yeah. Well, even when someone is dead, which he was when we did the play...
He still is.
He still is dead. Yes, in fact. I mean, you can't go around saying, giving you know, an opinion that he did this, he did that, you know, without evidence. You can't do it with any play about anyone, really. You've got to base it on fact of what they actually did do. You've got to say something about them. But that's what's so exciting about playing Francis Bacon, is that he had a lot of very interesting things to say. And, you know, he was a very colourful personality.
And the writing process, was, I mean, does this sort of come out of anything, or is it just, boom, someone's going to write a play about Francis Bacon?
Well, I studied for a part-time law degree a few years back, and so, you know, the idea of research and putting essays together, and when I worked with Bernie and Gareth, I realised at the time that I could actually write my own scripts if I put my mind to it. So I just leapt out of bed in January 2013 and cracked on with the research. Of course, I cut and pasted a few things, but I made sure I got a script together of about 10 or 15 pages. In fact, I started in the October of 2012 to copyright it in that way. And then from January onwards, I managed to get 36 pages of a script, of an idea, from the research, deep reading and YouTube, and it just flowed out of me. It was quite extraordinary, really.
Is it harder to take things out of a new script than to put them in?
I was ruthless about cutting my own script, because the one thing I've learned is that it's for the audience, it's to entertain people. You've got to have pace in a solo show. You must have pace. You've got to have it. It's a rule. And when Paul Garnett, my director, who is the founder of Wales Actors Company, if something didn't work for him, I just cut it. He said, "Are you okay with that?" And I said, "Yeah. I mean, it didn't work for you. Let's cut it." As you go along with the script, obviously it's got to be under an hour, and so you've got to do that. You've just got to do it and trust that there's enough there to entertain the audience, that, and to make sure that the crux of the story is there, and to have confidence with that.
Is it asking for a spoiler if I say what's the crux of the story?
It's difficult to describe. I mean, it is about... I mean, people do focus on the darkness of Francis Bacon, his sexuality. What made him, attracted to certain elements of his sexuality? Well, I looked at his childhood where he was beaten by his father's henchmen, and so that's abuse. And you look at the Second World War, of the imagery that he had to suffer, working as an ARP volunteer, pulling bodies from the rubble. And so you look at all of those early years, where did he get those images from? So I piece all of those things together, the beginning, the early parts of his life, the latter parts of his middle life, where a lot of people, his friends in Soho, didn't know him then. They knew him in his later life mostly. So it's about his whole life. It's about the concepts and the philosophies of the man and the innermost truths, because I have met Bacon's friends too, and they've given me a great insight into the man as well.
And have they seen the show?
Yes, on the second preview in London, they had the, the presence of mind to sit on the front row, the first two rows.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, but they did. They genuinely loved the show. They said great things about it, and I was gobsmacked. And they'd become friends, ironically. It's not something I set out to do, to seek these people out. I met them all by accident.
All right, so where's it on at?
It's on at Ryrie's Bar upstairs. It's at the Haymarket, which is on the tram line. It's bang outside the Haymarket station. It's a bustling area, and it's a great little venue. It's very intimate and perfect for the piece. The audiences have really enjoyed the show so far.
Beautiful. And if there was one show that people should be going to see after they've seen yours, what should it be?
I think they should go and see Quentin Crisp at the Gilded Balloon, or even Patrick Hamilton at the Espionage.
Gary Roos, thank you very much for talking with the Fringe Review.
Thank you. Thanks, Dan.